Hey, what's up, guys? It's your favorite dead duo, and today's Rewind is not dead.
Because today we're talking about Robert the Doll.
We didn't know too much about this very scary paranormal case, but here we are doing an episode about it during spooky season.
Yeah, Robert the Doll is not only a terrifying 111-year-old doll, but he stands at nearly 40 inches tall. Robert was said to be made with human hair and stuffed with straw.
That's disgusting. The minute I learned he was approximately 40 inches tall and he terrorizes his owners, I knew we had to have Robert on the show.
Yeah, I'm very excited for the second episode of Spooky Month, but it is the first paranormal episode of the month, so this should be very fun.
I am also very excited, especially to deliver this episode to all of you, because it is very, very spooky. But before we get started, we just wanted to tell you that we have a website now. Go visit us at thedeadrewindpodcast.weebly.com. That's at thedeadrewindpodcast.weebly.com. Or you can just go follow us on Instagram at thedeadrewindpodcast.
Yeah.
We post weekly updates on Instagram.
We do.
About which episodes we're doing. And we'd love to hear from you either on the website or on Instagram.
Yeah. So with that being said, we will be right back.
Okay, everybody, we're back. And I think we just need to dive right into this very scary paranormal episode.
Okay. The story starts with Robert Eugene Otto, born on October 25th, 1900, and was the son of Thomas and Minnie Otto. He went by the nickname Gene and belonged to a very rich and prominent Southern family. The family was in the process of moving into a very large mansion in Key West, Florida, when Gene came along. The family had a large household staff to accommodate for the large house, plus the large family that lived in it.
When Gene was 4 years old, he received at the time, pretty cool gift from his grandfather. Mm-hmm. A doll that stood at about 40 inches tall, who Gene decided to name Robert. Obviously, who wouldn't want to name their doll after themselves.
Right.
Robert the doll wore a Staehler uniform, was created in Germany, and was originally meant to be in a display window for clowns and jesters. The doll is made of fabric and stuffed with wood wool, which had taken on a pale yellowish look once he was in Gene's possession. The quote-unquote scars and marks on Robert's face gave him a very sinister look, and the doll had no expression with very dark, black, beady eyes.
Hmm. Creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Gene and Robert became best friends, and Gene began to talk to the doll, even having Robert eat with the family at dinner, where Gene would actually try to feed the doll. Gene and Robert would stay up late at night together, talking and playing, and when it was bedtime, Gene would snuggle up with his best friend Robert. At first, Gene's parents thought the doll was good for Gene because it gave him a friend, so they dedicated one of the rooms in the house to Robert. Toys and games were put in the room for Robert, so he could be entertained when no one was around. Robert even had his own teddy bear.
That's when things slowly began to get very strange. When Gene was with Robert, he would ask him questions, and Gene's parents would start to hear soft giggling coming from Gene's room, but it didn't sound like Gene giggling. They assumed it was him, just making sounds in order to be Robert's voice, but the giggling would turn to laughter, and then to talking. The voice was very low, but too low to be Gene's voice. When the parents would check on Gene, there was nobody in the room but Gene, who was on the floor playing with his friend Robert. And when his parents asked Gene what he was doing, he would just respond, "I'm playing with Robert."
Huh. Gene's parents soon started to hear strange footsteps and loud noises coming from upstairs. When they went to Gene's room, all the furniture had moved and Gene blamed it on Robert, saying Robert could move by himself. Gene said Robert was very strong. He was able to lift objects 10 times heavier than himself. Soon, items became broken or lost, and Gene would always blame Robert.
It was not long before Gene started experiencing horrible nightmares and night terrors. He would wake up in the middle of the night and his screams made it sound like he was being attacked by something or someone. When Gene's parents ran to his room, Gene was alone, except for his friend Robert. It took forever to calm the boy down, and when Gene was 10 years old, there was one night when there were a lot of loud noises and a lot of commotion coming from Gene's room. When Gene's mom arrived to the room, the door was locked, and Gene was inside. He was screaming for help, but his mother and his father were unable to get into the room.
Oh, God.
I know.
Yo, this doll needs to chill a little bit. He needs to take a step back here. Once she was able to get into the room, Jean's mom was shocked to see all of the furniture in disarray and the room was destroyed. Jean was huddled up in the corner of the bed, horrified. Robert was sitting at the foot of the bed when Jean's parents stormed in. Jean said when he woke up and Robert was staring at him, and then objects started to just fly off the shelves. When Jean's parents asked who made the mess, Jean just replied, "Robert did it."
Robert would move around the house on his own. Jean would put Robert on his bed when he left the house, only to come back home and find Robert in the rocking chair, staring out the window. Many neighbors and people that passed by claimed the doll would be staring at them as they walked by, plus anyone entering the house would have a strange interaction with Robert.
Oh, God.
One occurrence involved a plumber. The family was out and Robert sat in his chair by the window with toys in his lap. Soon, the plumber heard children giggling from behind him and he believed that the family had returned. When he turned around, there were no children. There was actually nobody else in the house. Only Robert, who had moved to the other side of the window. The toys that were in Robert's lap, they were across the room, almost like Robert had thrown them out of anger.
Oh my goodness gracious. Jean's family would often hear strange noises, such as giggling and footsteps, throughout the house. When the family would investigate the noises, they only found Robert sitting there with a vacant stare. Sometimes the family said Robert's facial expressions would change. The family insisted that they would hear someone walking up the steps, and when they looked, they saw Robert scrambling up to his room. The family would chase after him, only to find him sitting in his rocking chair, staring out the window.
Oh my God.
Wait, could you imagine a doll just on four legs, just like...
Like, I just imagine, like, when we were little kids, you know, like, all, like, on all fours, just...
Like, going up the stairs.
Bounding up the stairs. That's Robert.
That's terrifying.
That's what he's doing. Many people believe it was a curse that made Robert so evil. The story goes that Minnie, Jean's mom, was strict about her housemaids practicing any sort of religion. One day, she found a group of them doing what she believed was black magic, so she fired them on the spot. One of the members, a house nurse, sought revenge on the family, so she dressed a cloth doll in a sailor's uniform to give to Jean. It is said that she placed a voodoo curse on the doll by sewing a lock of Jean's hair into the doll, connecting Jean to Robert. And as the family's fear grew, the evil spirit connected to the doll only became more powerful.
One day, Jean's aunt visited the home and immediately sensed something wrong with Robert. She said the doll contained an evil spirit, so Jean's mom banished Robert to his designated room. Jean's parents told him that he could no longer play with Robert. The same night Robert was locked away, Jean's aunt died under mysterious circumstances. The family would often hear footsteps and giggling coming from Robert's room, often in the middle of the night.
Why you gotta lock him in there like that? He's just mad.
He has a right to be mad.
He's like, kill Jean's aunt because I'm mad. The story, it only gets creepier, though.
Ooh.
Despite Robert terrorizing Jean as a child, Jean kept the doll into adulthood, propping him up in a window at his house. Now, Jean did go on to live somewhat of a normal life, becoming an artist, and even got married to a woman named Annette.
Oh. Children and almost anyone that walked past the property, though, saw Robert disappear and appear right before their eyes, which led many people to avoid the house and Robert altogether. Annette did not enjoy having Robert around, so she banished him back to the attic, much like Jean's mom. Of course, Robert did not like this, and Jean said that Robert demanded he be given a room with a view of the street.
The doll demanded he a new room.
You like, will give me a
let
room.
Let me speak to your manager.
Right? Like, it's like one of those hotel people. Like,
right, it's like some 5-star hotel.
Can I have a room with a view of the street, please?
With a view.
I don't care the upcharge.
Yeah. Jean had a lifelong connection with the doll, spending most of his time in Robert's room, painting and talking to him until Jean's death in 1974. After his death, a woman named Myrtle Reuter, is it Reuter?
I hope it's Reuter.
Reuter? Bought the house and became Robert's caretaker.
Oh.
Myrtle said that Jean's stories were true because she often found Robert in different spots than where she left him. Myrtle and her visitors claimed that Robert's already sinister expression would change whenever somebody spoke negatively about his former owner, Jean.
Our story comes to somewhat of an end. Not really, but in 1994, when Myrtle donates Robert the Doll to the East Martello Museum in Key West, Florida, Staff claims that Robert has been found in various positions in his case and claim that they have heard footsteps around the museum at night. It is also said that Robert's expression often changes from neutral to sinister in the blink of an eye.
Robert is so intimidating. The museum offers advice to those who wish to visit him. They tell visitors to approach in a polite manner, ask his permission to photograph him, and just overall respect the Dow.
Just respect it.
The walls of Robert's case are littered with about 1,000 letters from past museum goers, apologizing for their behavior when visiting the museum. They claim that they experienced dreadful misfortunes such as getting into accidents, relationship breakdowns, and even death and disease in their family.
That's crazy.
This doll is whack, man.
This man's is Annabelle on crack.
This is like if Annabelle was a dude, it would be straight Robert. Up.
This is Annabelle and Chucky.
If Annabelle and Chucky had a baby.
They did have a baby, and it was Robert the Doll.
It was Robert the Doll.
Ooh.
Okay, thoughts, just general thoughts on Robert.
He's just, like, I don't know, because to have a lifelong connection with a doll that acts like that, I mean, that doll's gotta have something that just kinda, like, radiates out of him of just the connection. It's an unusually weird connection.
Okay.
It's like watching Bates Motel all over again.
So you think the connection between...
Yes.
The way I see this is... Because I feel like every child is attached to an object.
We all had something.
We all still have something, I'm guessing, that, like, we're just never gonna... leave behind. Like, I have a stuffed animal that I've had since third grade that I'm just never gonna let go of.
Right.
But to me, this is almost like an imaginary friend.
Yeah. You know how you used to, you would like,
but like
break stuff and you
he never like, grew out of it.
Yeah.
Like him blaming it on Robert.
Like he's stuck with his childhood his whole life.
Right. Like I can see like a child blaming something on their imaginary friend or on an inanimate object the first couple of times and the parents being like, ha ha ha, that's so funny. But when your child consistently does it.
You start to get concerned.
Yeah. And you're like, is my child mentally okay?
Do I need to take
It's okay if they're not.
Right.
But we just want to get them help.
Yeah.
But then you start seeing the doll move.
And you're like, am I mentally okay?
Am I mentally okay? And then it keeps happening and you're like, is the doll mentally okay?
Are we all mentally okay? I don't know what
is. Is this a fever dream?
Am I sleeping?
Am I dead?
Quick, someone pinch me.
Right. I just find it like, Eugene, whatever he wants to be called.
It's like a lifelong...
Has this imaginary friend that doesn't go away.
Right. Just there.
It's just there. I'm sorry, though. If this doll terrorizes you as a child, and you continue to keep it, that's when I get creeped out.
Yeah. Because is it...
I'm sorry.
No. Is it Gene who wants to keep it, or is it the doll making Gene keep it?
Right, because, like, when the doll demanded a new room.
Right, because it sounds like, almost like, the doll, Robert, is making Gene keep him.
Yeah.
Under his will, but it also sounds like Robert wants to keep Gene.
What, Robert wants to keep Gene?
Yeah, but, like, he would always talk and play with him.
You mean Gene wants to keep Robert?
That one,
that's
yes.
That's why I was so confused.
I was gonna say, what? But, like, Gene always painted with him and talked to him.
Yeah, it's like they had that connection, like it said in the... The one theory that everybody believes is that Robert was cursed with voodoo.
Yeah.
Which...
Makes sense.
I 100% believe. I love me some voodoo. I'm not gonna lie.
Makes
black magic. Very interesting.
Makes sense.
But it's no wonder that if that's what happened, that's why Robert
that's a lifelong
and Gene had this...
Thing.
Connection. This bond. Not a good bond, I don't think. Because...
Didn't sound like a good bond to me.
Because he would terrorize
It sounds
Gene.
Very one-sided.
Yeah, it sounds like an abusive relationship.
Like, sounds like Gene's given it his all here, and Robert's not really contributing.
He's like, whatever.
Give me a room with a view, please.
I'm just here for the label. Right. It's like when people get in a relationship and they're like, I really just want to be in it because I want to say I have a boyfriend or a girlfriend. That's Robert.
Put someone on my Instagram.
But like, Gene... He loves Robert. He's like,
trying.
Invested.
He's trying.
He's emotionally involved. And Robert's like, meh.
Do I really like
I'm you? I'm seeing my other ghost girlfriend, so, like,
Do I really like you, or is I kind of forced to like you?
Right. But then it's, like you said, is Robert forcing Jean in, like, into this bond?
Right.
Because, like...
Because I also read that somewhere where he, when he went to Paris to and met Annette, Robert was still at the old house, at his parents' house.
Yeah.
Like, he just kind of left him.
It's freaky.
So did the...
He left him, and then there were things that were happening.
Yeah, did Robert, like, call back to him? Like,
no, I'm sure Jean's parents were like, bro, come get this now. He's acting up.
Ring, ring, your boy is acting a fool right now. Someone come get your mans.
So, I can't... First of all of my condolences to Annette. That poor woman.
Dude, she I'm dealt sorry. With a...
If I ever am with somebody that has a weird connection with their doll...
Right, it's like Norman and his mother.
Somehow we make every episode connect back to Bates Motel. I'm just seeing this trend. Oh, no, Bates
Motel. I wonder...
We really should revisit that episode, Bates Motel Revisited.
We should. I wonder if, like, that was, like, their baby. Like, I wonder... No, not like that, not like that. But I'm saying, I wonder if Robert ate dinner with them.
No, yeah, that's creepy. That's why we...
Did they, like, scream Robert's name when he's... Robert, dinner's ready, come on.
And he came scrambling down the steps.
Don't worry, he does that sometimes.
No, we're talking so badly about Robert. If you're listening, please don't kill us.
I love you. I'll send you an apology letter.
Yeah, we'll send you an apology letter to put on your case. That's weird, too.
Yeah.
Why are you not blessing that with holy water? You're just filling it with letters. I'd be having a priest come every week.
Just sell it to the
holy Grinch. Water, holy just water, holy water, holy water.
The Grinch. Holy water, holy water, holy water, holy water.
Yeah. No, thank you. Mm-mm. Yeah, Robert can...
Keep that doll.
Yeah, I know Rob... I know Jean's parents were like...
Come Robert. Get your meds.
It's like... When, you know, you have your parents that ask your grandparents to watch you because they need a break from you. They're like, Robert, no, this is Jean.
Yeah.
Mom, Dad, can you watch Robert this weekend? I just need a break. No, the last time he came over here, he slapped us. And threw toys at us from his rocking chair. No, Robert is not coming over.
I passed the stairs once and all of a sudden he's just running down.
I didn't even say it was dinner time. And then he's up in the middle of the night giggling away. Don't know to who.
Does he have a ghost girlfriend that we
is
need
to know?
Is
he watching the TikToks? Like,
is he watching The Office or something? Like,
right. Come get your son, Gene. What is going on?
He's like, not now. I'm in Paris right now. Like,
come get him now. Oh, or you're grounded.
My bad. Let me.
And then Gene's wife, Annette, is just like, honey, please don't bring him home again. I have to, honey. He's my son. No, he's not your son. He's your doll. Yeah, and he wants to kill us.
We just gotta give him a room with a view.
Right. That's all he wants.
Or do you think they like, you know, Robert, you've been good lately. I think we need to go get a McFlurry from McDonald's. And they just sitting there in the passenger seat like, yo, what you want?
Could you imagine they pull up to a McDonald's and they're like,
Robert's just sitting there, and they talk, and they're just like...
Suddenly he turned his head, and they're like, Oogie, your food is free.
Free food. Handshaken.
Handshaken. No, that's why he's, like, so angry. Like, the ice cream machine was probably broken, so, like...
Probably.
Robert was just acting up that night, giggling away, stomping around, scrambling down the steps.
It, right?
He needed that midnight snacky.
Gosh darn it. Forget McDonald's.
Damn it, McDonald's. I'm gonna go terrorize my dad now.
Go make my dad. They feel like he... Hope he never lived.
Oh my gosh. So bad. We're making fun of this doll, but like...
What if the doll always wanted to go back to the old house? Like, tap on his dad's shoulder and be like, Can I go to grandma's?
No, honey. She doesn't love you. What do you mean she doesn't love me? Well, you slapped her the last time you were there.
That was an accident.
I don't think it was, son. And then you were throwing toys at her from the rocking chair. How was that an accident? I missed.
Misclick.
I didn't even hit her. It was a bad throw. But you threw it at her. And I missed.
But we were playing catch.
But it was one-sided. Right. She didn't know we were playing catch. But we were playing catch. And what the heck with this doll?
Right.
The man needs to chill.
Right. Doll needs to, you know, I get the ice cream machine was broken, but you don't need to be, like...
You don't need to be trying to kill Jean here. Right.
You could just go to your room and watch the TikToks.
I just loved that Annette got so mad. She's like, to the attic, now.
Right now. Get to the corner.
And this one's like, not again. Dude, what the heck?
No, last time I had to do this, I had to bond with the doll again.
Wait, so do you think, like, he viewed Jean as his brother? So, like, Jean's mom was Robert's mom? Or do you think Jean was Robert's dad? So, Jean's parents were his grandparents.
So, is it like a sibling connection or like a...
Father-son connection. Because if it's a father-son connection, it's like the male version of Norman. It's like the male version of Psycho.
Yeah. I don't know.
Like, the son has an obsession with his father. That's weird.
Reading this, it kind of seems...
It feels like he was more of his best friend, brother type.
It seems like a sibling kind of relationship. Yeah, I'd definitely say sibling. We take back everything we said.
And can we just talk about how he's almost 40 inches tall?
Mans is a giant.
Why is that doll gotta be so large?
Mans should be playing in the NBA.
You know those American Girl dolls I had look like me? He's, like, at least that size. If not bigger.
Oh, bigger. He's got to be
bigger.
And that's
what's horrifying.
Right.
That means that thing was, like, sitting there.
What you supposed to do? Like, in the 1900s? No, like, opening this?
His sailor uniform is cute.
Opening this? You get the Amazon box, obviously, in 1900s.
Oh, yeah, Amazon.
They Amazon Prime this doll.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. From Germany.
Did you open it? And there's, quote-unquote, scars on his face? You're not concerned?
There's these, like, holes and... holes. Clusters of holes.
Little buggies coming out of them. No, but see, you're not concerned?
Yeah, you're not like, man, this doll looks scary AF. His skin fabric is, like, aged, so it's, like, this yellowish color. Right. It's, like... And his eyes are just this black beady. And his nose? There is no nose. It just looks like two nostrils. It's like Voldemort.
Oh. He is the mix of Norman Bates and Voldemort.
Norman Bates and Voldemort. Oh, no.
So, he's not Norman Bates. Norman Bates had a connection with his mother. So, he's Mikey Myers.
But he had a connection with his sister.
Sibling. We call this a sibling connection. I know it's not a sister, but...
I still am getting more of a Norman Bates vibe. Because I feel like as Jean grew older, like, Robert stayed young. It's like... Then Jean became a father figure.
Oh, so you think it ended up sibling to father?
Yes. Do you think it was like, but it was like our Psycho. It was like Michael Myers to Norman Bates instead of Norman Bates to Michael Myers.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
Yes.
Do you think, they played catch at the park? Son, grab your mitt. We're going to the park today.
Could you imagine walking in the park and just seeing this guy holding a doll? It's like sat. In the middle. It's just sitting there in the middle of the field, and he's throwing the ball, and it's just hitting him in the head.
Right. And then all of a sudden, you see the doll sit up, and the ball just launches back at the dad.
Oh my god, that'd be so scary.
I feel like Robert definitely joined a rec baseball league.
No, he was one scrambling. Kid that bullied kids on the playground and, like, threw dodgeballs at them really, really hard.
Pushed them off the monkey bars.
He's scrambling across the monkey bars. I just picture... this horrifying doll with these really black, beady eyes and, like, this really flimsy body just, like, lazily going up the stairs, but really, really fast.
Right? You're just like...
He's like, noodle arms. No, why?
Why he like this? I just picture him as a child.
Right, that's my thing.
Just childlike.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like... He had his own teddy bear.
What was that book called? David? About David?
Oh, David.
Yeah, remember the little boy that would cause trouble? David. With the crayon.
Oh, something about David. Something school and David.
Oh, my daily typing.
David. David kids book.
They're probably like, it's obviously this book. David goes to school. Yes.
That is them.
This man is David.
Robert goes to school.
What if he went to school? Let's write it. Robert goes to school.
What if he went to school? He dropped him off in the parrot loop.
All right, son, have a good day.
Have a good day.
Son, get out of the car. Why are you just sitting there?
Oh, I gotta
pick him up. I need to come pick you up out of the car? He plops him on the sidewalk. Robert, walk up to the school now. Do I need to carry him to school? This is embarrassing.
I fought at Miss Smith's yes.
Smith's class.
I messed it up. I messed the joke up.
Poor Robert.
He's in an English class.
So, what's the answer? Robert just sits up.
Yes.
And stares at the teacher.
All of a sudden, there's just marker going across the board. That's writing the answer.
We've given Robert this whole life story. He's literally 111 years old, and he's still going to elementary school. He's just the one kid that could never pass.
Or when once a week they would get Chromebooks, and he would just be typing like this. Arms going straight up and down.
Wait, that man has lived through 2 world wars, a depression, a lot of terrorism.
A lot of wars.
Vietnam. A lot of impeachments.
He's chilling.
And that man's still in elementary school. Poor Robert. I feel bad for making fun of him now. Mostly because I don't want him to kill me.
Please.
Please, Robert.
I love you.
I'm begging you. Do I need to send you a letter? Follow us on Instagram. DM us.
You got a new follower. Robert underscore the underscore gal.
Bro, now people that are listening to this are going to create an Instagram.
I hope they do. Please just give us another follower.
Whoever does that, oh my gosh, we will shout you out.
I will love you forever.
That would be so amazing. Who do I know that would do that?
A lot of people.
It depends on who's listening. I only know of a couple people that like listen that I know. So it should be interesting. Somebody do that. Oh my gosh. That would be hilarious. Anyways. Roberto the doll.
Roberto is...
He's horrifying?
Pretty cool, actually. No, he's absolutely terrifying.
No, yeah, he is. And now he's just chilling in a box.
I know we were joking about him, but again, I would treat him with full respect.
Yeah, it's like when we joke about Annabelle or, like, the Perrins or anything paranormal. We joke about it, but I'm not gonna... If I show up to the Warren's Museum, I'm not gonna be like, oh, it's Annabelle.
Right, I'm not gonna show up.
Look at your big head.
Do you go to elementary school?
Right, no. I'm not doing that. I don't mess around with the paranormal.
I will treat you with full respect. It's just, it's all jokes.
Roberto's got my respect, for sure.
It's all jokes, Robert.
Yeah.
It's just a prank.
I swear, Robert, please. It's just a joke, Robert. I promise you. If you could hear this, Robert. I'm sorry.
Please, I need help. Someone send help. Someone send help. SOS.
We're going to set up a GoFundMe.
GoFundMe.
We should set up a GoFundMe for Zach Bagans Museum so we can make an episode about it. someone want to fund that trip.
I'll do that.
Yeah, we'll get on that and let you guys know.
Put it. Link in bio.
Link in bio. GoFundMe. Link in bio. And link in Instagram bio at the Dead Rewind Podcast. Link. Or you can find the link at our website at the Dead Rewind Podcast at Weebly.com. Double wink.
So much shameless plugging right now. Robert, please follow us.
Robert, follow us on Instagram.
Okay, we gotta stop talking about Robert. I love you.
Thank you, Robert, for giving us this.
Giving us an episode.
Oh, I wanted to give props to Lights Out, the podcast.
Oh, yeah, you do that.
You guys can go give them a follow, too. They probably don't listen to this.
They really don't.
But, like, they give us a lot of cool ideas, this being one of them. Yeah. So, good job, Lights Out.
But we also don't want them to listen to this, and then they're like, oh, we did that. They probably just took that off us.
Well, we kind of did. We didn't copy your guys' work, but, like...
We actually did. No, we didn't.
We did not copy your guys' work. But I remember listening to your episode, and I was like, dang, that man's is scary.
That man's is big.
So.
He's bulking. It's bulking season for
Robert. Yeah, he's definitely lifting some weights. He's like, oh, yeah,
Except his arms aren't going. It's just his arms aren't going.
No, he gets so much practice chucking toys across the room.
Right. His arms don't move. He's just benching.
He's just benching.
Could you imagine walking in a doll? Dolls just lay there.
With his mind. It's like Wanda. With her astral projection, he's, like, got his astral projection of himself benching.
Man's suddenly, benches 400
suddenly
easily.
It's the Robert the Doll Bates Motel Marvel crossover nobody knew they needed.
And Michael Myers. Don't forget about Halloween.
Oh, no. It's so bad. Guys, this is how we make sense of things.
Yeah.
We just relate it to everything else. Yeah. Okay, this has gone on a very long rant of us making fun of Robert, but overall...
We love you.
Robert... He's scary.
scary,
horrifying. He makes me want to cry all of the time. Like, why is he around?
That's mean.
He's just scary.
What if he wants to be around?
Guys, wait until you see it on the Instagram with his scary beady eyes and his zero nose with the weird nostrils. At
the Dead Rewind podcast.
Wink. Okay, so our next segment is gonna be...
What is Roberto up to?
Well, we know what he's up to. He's chilling in a case at the museum.
Oh, yeah. So there's your answer. Robert is at the East Mortello Museum
in Key West, Florida. And
he's... Tickets are $40 a person, I saw earlier, so...
If you guys want to go see Robert, he's in Key West. Make sure you ask him before you photograph him.
Yeah.
And we'll tell you why, because that's actually coming up in a segment.
Yeah.
We found some very good information.
Okay.
So this should be fun. All right. We will be right back, guys.
All right, we're back.
We are back. Now we have an interesting thing for you that we found. Yes. Researching Roberto. This is a Q&A from the East Mortello Museum in Key West, Florida, and it's all about our man's Robert. So people are asking questions, the museum is answering. And some of these are very interesting, and we thought maybe you guys want to hear them, and it would give us more insight on how to treat Robert if you ever go, and maybe just some more history about him. So yeah. Would you like to start?
Sure.
Okay.
Do I just want to pick one or just go from top?
Just go from the top, I guess.
Is it true if you ask him... Oh, they're anonymous questions. So, is it true if you ask him to take a picture, he'll tilt his head yes, and if he doesn't and you take a picture anyways, he'll put a curse on you? Cole L. responds.
This is the biggest... this is the most liked response, so we'll read this one.
Cole L. responds, I took a picture without asking. I didn't know to. Well, all the pictures I took were completely white on my camera. Unable to see him in any. Later, I found out why. True story.
Some other people responded to that question.
Sorry. Bless
you.
So sorry.
Some other people responded with, no, he doesn't tilt his head, but you can definitely sense his approval or rejection of your request. Another person said, I haven't seen him move, but you definitely do want to ask permission before taking his picture. If that sounds like it's too silly for you, do not mock him, but go buy his book from the gift shop in front. Let's see. I took pictures without any issues. It's just a story. Asking permission is dangerous. Just be respectful. How's that? I don't think that person knows what I'm talking about.
Okay, guys.
Just ask permission.
It has come from every single tour guide, every single staff worker at the museum. You need to ask permission.
Just ask permission.
To take his
picture. It's just respectful, alright? He's 111 years old, alright?
And he's very terrifying.
Alright, the next question is, did something happen to the visitors who took a picture of Robert? Any accidents or risks? And some adventurer thing said, if people have a problem after seeing Robert, it usually stems from them being disrespectful, not from them taking a photo without permission. Asking permission is a bad idea.
Guys, again, it comes from every staff worker in the museum. You need to ask permission.
This next one is hilarious.
Okay.
First of all, that's not even the right... allowed.
It is not.
It's not.
So the question is, are you allowed to hold Robert the doll? And Amber H. goes, why would you even want to?
It's so true. This person said, unfortunately not. That ugly mug is in a secured, alarmed case.
Ooh, I don't know. That would be awesome.
No, you have to be quiet. I love people's, like, very short responses. Okay, the next question is, how many apologize letters... These people's grammar is awful.
Dude, these people suck.
How many apologize letters from people who take pictures of Robert without telling him permission? What?
You tell him the permission.
There's a video of the letters that people sent. Or... Oh. Robert has received... Okay, we already knew that.
Oh. And that's from the same guy. This guy was answering all the questions
here. Yeah. Let's see.
All right. What if Robert were to break out of his case during visitation hours? Not possible. Lisa Collins says, not possible.
Oh my gosh.
Inanimate objects can't move on their own. Have the stories not said that he moves on his own?
Okay. She doesn't believe inanimate objects can move on their own.
He's not cursed either. It's just a story. If Robert disappears from his case, he's probably been stolen or purposely removed by the museum staff.
My man's Brian comes with, "Whoa, Lisa. Watch what you say. He can hear you. Even more so at night."
Brian is out here scaring people. Sugar, sugar. replies, sugar, sugar says, "Then you're in trouble. So you should be nice. We bought a little Robert the doll while we were there last time. Took it home and he's on top of my fridge. Ever since, the fridge makes some serious knocking noises like someone's trying to get out. Brand new fridge as well."
No!
Imagine what the real Robert could do.
That's horrifying. Somebody even said, "I'm more afraid of Chucky." So, you know, a lot of mixed reviews on my man's Robert here, alright.
Oh, here's Sloane's Ghost Fort Adventures
again. I don't even read them. They're annoying. Okay, hang on. I want to read this one. People are so dumb. I'm not gonna. Does the Robert doll still exist, and is she alive? Yes, he is, and he is in a glass case at the Eastmore Telemuseum. But remember, ask for his permission. Oh, it's so funny.
Okay, but if there's an exclamation point, you need to read it like there's an exclamation. Okay, so someone asked, "Is Robert haunted?" Brian Whitaker again says, "Yes."
Lisa Collins, look at her.
What?
Go to the question that you just read. No. So Lisa doesn't think Robert's haunted. Man, Lisa, you're annoying.
There's just a few people that are all about these questions here.
Let's see. I need some funny ones.
Oh, God. Not another Sloane's Ghost Fort Adventures in response.
Can I write a letter to Robert? Okay. Guys, this is... Alright. So people want to know if they can write a letter to Robert. This, to me, is dumb. Person says, "Yes, you can, but I got a letter back in the mail, returned to sender, with a picture drawn on the back of my letter in crayon. The picture appeared to be that of the Eiffel Tower. What the heck?" Okay.
This is the music.
I'm not one to be skeptical of the paranormal. But I know for a fact Robert the Doll is not personally receiving these letters and signing them and sending them back.
Robert the Doll is the museum's claim to fame, so...
I know that museum is sending things back. Now, not that I'm discrediting Robert at all. I don't know, maybe he is signing things and drawing Eiffel Towers. But... No. Do they have a gift shop in the Fort Eastmore Telemuseum? Why do people want to know about the gift shop? I've gotten, like, three questions about the gift shop.
It's a museum. What if he gets out of his box? I know it has an alarm on it, but what if someone steal him, and then what would happen? Just the first sentence. They would be arrested.
People are brutal. Oh my gosh. This one is there free parking at this location? Yes. Yes, we have free parking. Oh, the owner 2 months ago responded, "Yes, we have free parking. Free parking for sure if you're a student or military. Remember your ID for your discount. Yes, plenty of parking. Great place." Okay, wait, let's see what else is there.
Robert the Doll, real story? Rolling eye emoji. Billy Shelton, yes.
Yes. Would you ever sell Robert to somebody? Absolutely not. Nobody responded to this question.
I'm going to answer.
Yeah, please do.
Would you ever sell Robert to someone?
Absolutely not.
Yes.
Don't. I'm gonna write.
You should go up and respond to some of these people.
Oh my gosh, I can't. Absolutely not. Post. Okay, guys. Now you can go find us out there.
Is it true you guys have Annabelle the doll?
Bruh!
Hold up.
No.
No. You imbecile.
No, not saying that. That's not how you use that. He's playing imbecile.
I don't know. Post. Okay, this is not... They're not laughing at this. We are laughing at this.
Wait, what? Does anyone happen to know how many people visit the museum a year? It's for a school project.
About 10, and none of them make it out alive.
In which country there is a cult museum? In which country there is a cult museum?
Yes. If you look at a picture or video of him online, do you still need to ask for permission? No, just in person if you take his photo.
So, what we're gathering here is people...
They have mixed feelings.
Oh, yes. Oh, no, this is Lisa again. Stupid Lisa, I hate her.
Someone goes, what does he look like? Someone goes, go and see.
Oh my gosh, there's apparently a chalkboard where you thank him after you take a picture.
Yeah, dude, I would be...
This person goes, is Robert the Doll alive? Someone responds, yes, but it's like Toy Story. Only his hairdresser knows for sure. Oh, man. All right, people are just hilarious. But, you know, you learn some things, and if you ever want to go see him, there you go. People are saying it's about $10 or more per person to go into the museum. I don't know what else is at this museum, but... hey.
Hold on, just someone goes here. Is this Robert Dahl really evil? Someone goes, not evil, just selfish.
I just saw that one. Oh my gosh. These...
All right, we're done. They're not making these people laugh. These people don't
care. Wait. What? Can I buy a Robert Dahl? What?
Yeah, they sell, remember they sell.
Yeah, but like, that just sounds like. How can you have a scary Dahl?
Put a little boogie in it.
Have there been any deaths because someone didn't ask for permission before taking his photo? There haven't been any reported deaths, just some very bad luck. If he is in a video and you look at him, does it still count? It does if you believe he is watching.
Ooh. Okay.
Okay, that was enough.
They didn't care about that.
No, at all. But I thought it was kind of fun.
Yeah, we thought it was fun.
And we responded to some people. Maybe I should make a Dead Rewind podcast. You have an email, though. You should have logged in as that and started dropping comments.
Oh.
Dang. Missed out.
No, you imbecile, but go check us out at the Dead
Rewind. Go check us out at the Dead Rewind podcast. Okay. That was random, but hey. Fun.
It was funny.
All right.
At least.
Now, here comes the controversial part, and we usually agree.
Yes.
But, as our friend, what was her name?
Low. Something with an L.
Laura?
Laura Collins. Yes, Laura Collins was her name.
I'm just going to confirm.
Should be top.
Lisa Collins. As our friend Lisa Collins, she is skeptical. So, all right. Heshen, do you think the stories about Robert the Doll are real or fake?
I think they're real.
Why do you think that?
Because it's just so weird, and it's like early 1900s. That's not stuff you just make up.
Okay.
Like, and they didn't have that, like, that wasn't stuff you just made up because paranormal stuff is cool.
Right, they didn't really know much about the paranormal. They didn't know much about the paranormal when the Warrens began investigating.
Right.
So, let's just say the Warrens were the pioneers for the paranormal.
Yeah. For sure.
Anything else?
Mm-mm. I just think it's very hard to exaggerate that kind of stuff back then.
Okay.
What about you, Meg? Is Robert the Doll real? Or fake?
Well, Robert is real. He's a doll. Go ahead, ask me again.
Is the spirit of Robert the Doll real? Or fake?
For sure real.
Why?
I think I agree with you in the fact that it was a very different time. They didn't believe in these things. So, even when the parents are like, yeah, he's moving around, and you have new owners that are like, yeah, he moves around, and it's being constantly experienced.
So many eyewitnesses.
Yes. And every single owner is experiencing things. Yes, I believe it is paranormal. I believe it's paranormal when not everybody experiences, like with the Warrens. Mm-hmm. But I think the fact that every single time he is in somebody else's possession, something happens. And so I think that really helps solidify the fact that the spirit of Robert the Doll whatever is happening is paranormal. It is real. Mm-hmm. I do think it is funny when you were talking about how people were exaggerating things. I don't know why, but I immediately thought Salem Witch Trials.
What does that
have to do? Just the fact that, like, at this time I feel like people would have thought him crazy.
Yeah.
So I applaud his parents for believing him.
Yeah.
And because a lot of times, especially before the Warrens and even after the Warrens, even now, as our friend Lisa has so nicely shown, people are skeptical and they don't believe it. And so a lot of times people that do believe are looked down upon, are burned at the stake, are, you know, made fun of for it. And so I think the fact that his parents also believed in such a, in a time where this wasn't a thing, especially as a family that wasn't religious.
Yeah.
You know, I understand when people are religious and they believe in ghosts and the paranormal, maybe not necessarily evil, but just the paranormal, the good. Mm-hmm. I think that does stem from religions. And so the fact that they weren't religious and the fact that they believed it really helped. I do think he's real.
Okay.
You don't just see a doll running up the stairs.
Yeah. And that family was already looked down upon by a lot of people because religion was such a big thing back then.
It was a big thing.
Everybody was religious, and they're...
They weren't looked down upon, though, because they were, like, they were super rich. Prominent family in that area.
But a lot of people didn't respect them because... I don't know.
They were a prominent family, so I think they were at least kind of respected. I don't know if them not being religious played into it.
No, I don't think it did, but it just... were crazy because a lot of people were religious.
Mm-hmm. They still are.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
Especially down south.
But religion was like a super big thing, you know. You'll see a lot of people nowadays.
I told you. Salem Witch Trials.
Yeah.
The Puritans.
Yeah.
Ew. Ugh.
So to have a not very religious family say something is like demons, I don't know.
I just go back to the fact that every single owner that has ever had Robert in their possession experiences something.
Yeah.
Like, I know, like, if we recall the Perrin family. People that have moved into the Conjuring House since then have never had a demonic occurrence whatsoever.
Like, what happened?
Some paranormal occurrences, yes, but nothing demonic of any sort.
No.
And I don't think demons just leave.
No, like, what's going on? Are they...
They're just like, okay.
Vacation?
Like, right.
They get PTO? Pay time off?
Or you have, like, the Enfield haunting.
Yeah.
Once Janet went to get some mental help and came back, nothing happened.
Right.
So, I understand why people are skeptical with those, but I don't understand how people could be skeptical with this. Lisa. I'm talking to you, Lisa.
We're talking to you.
If you're listening, Lisa. But I think he's real.
Hold on.
No.
Keep talking.
What are you doing? Don't go respond to Lisa. Don't give her that power. No. This is what she wants. She wants to start a fight. Don't do it.
Nope. Responding to Lisa.
No, please don't do it.
Too late. Responding. No. Reporting.
Don't report. No. Stop.
Incorrect information.
Bruh. You just reported her to Google. Oh my god.
Incorrect information.
That's so embarrassing. Oh my goodness.
Okay, but yeah, I think Robert's spirit is 100% real.
Yeah, and I like me some black magic. Not in like I practice black magic.
Trust me, guys. Help me. She does it every night.
I don't practice black magic, I don't. That's really... I do believe in witchcraft and like sage and incense and...
Well, yeah, I believe in that too.
And...
Doesn't mean I'm out here.
And crystals and all of that.
Doesn't mean I'm out here like, ooh.
That is black magic. Like, that is magic.
I know it's
and
magic.
Witchcraft. So it's you magic. Just said you don't believe in it.
What?
But then, you just said you don't believe in witchcraft.
What do you... When you did literally I, when just... Did I, no,
you said,
no.
I don't believe... I believe in that. But, like...
I never said I didn't believe in witchcraft.
You just did.
You're making me out to be a liar right here. I never
no,
said...
No, I'm not.
I am going to listen to this, and I will prove you wrong. Or you will prove
Bro, you don't even
wrong.
Listen to our episodes. I listen to our episodes.
No, because I don't like to give ourselves viewers.
It's good, because that's how you improve upon your,
I'm already perfect.
Ashton, no, you're not. You suck at this.
She used my name.
Anyways, back to Roberto. I think he's real.
He's 100% real. He's crazy.
I'm not gonna mess with him. He's scary.
But he has my full respect.
Roberto, I respect you. Yeah. Please don't kill me in the middle of the night.
Please, I'm making you.
Please, Robert.
I haven't even got to wear my cool green jeans yet.
Oh, gosh. He got his new pair of green jeans that he's, like, he hated, but now he's so excited to wear them. Have you tried them on yet? Oh, no, they need to be washed.
They need to be washed. It's called thrifting, Meg.
I really want to try at least my pants on, because...
Or my cool blue sweater. I haven't been able to wear that yet.
Bro, we just got... Okay, this is getting way off topic. Yes, Roberto is real. We believe he is real.
And I respect him.
Okay. When we come back, we're going to have the most ultimate showdown ever.
Biggest showdown ever.
But we're going to save that for a hot second.
Yep.
Okay, guys. We will be right back. And we're back for the last segment of the Robert the Bell episode. Now let me tell you what we're doing here. Ashton and I have become very excited and very all over the place. All right, here we go. So, because Robert is a doll, he's got some competition in this world.
He does.
With none other than our favorite doll, Annabelle. So, we're gonna talk about who would first win in a fight.
Oh, we're talking about first win in a fight? Or
who would win in a fight? That's the first conversation we're having. Okay. Robert or Annabelle.
Okay.
And then overall, who do we think is the better scary doll, Robert or Annabelle?
Okay. Okay. All right, let's get into it. Ready, I'm ready.
It's going to be so much fun. All right. Who do you think? Are we sitting like this now?
Yes.
Who do you think would win in a fight?
This is tough. This is really tough.
It is tough.
Because Annabelle, she, like, gets things to get other people. You know what I'm saying? She's kind of lazy.
Did you just call Annabelle?
I'm sorry, Annabelle. Please, please, please. I love you.
You just called Annabelle lazy.
I did not. She is very dangerous in that. But Robert, he is active. He be throwing things. And he'd be storming up the stairs. I think Robert would win in a fight. And he's big. He is big boy.
Bro, like, Annabelle's not.
Annabelle's huge, but.
All right. Who do I think would win in a fight?
I think Robert's going all in on this.
You got Robert in the fight.
Robert's bringing his A game.
I feel like we need to pull up the Hunger Games simulator and just be Robert and Annabelle characters the whole time. Okay. Okay, my thing about Robert is, yes, he throws things, but that's the only thing he does. Annabelle not only sends demons after people, but she herself attacks people. Like, crawls up people's legs while they're sleeping.
I know, but Robert is just... Robert's got the speed, dude.
Robert would win in the short game.
The short game? Okay, so you think we're going short game, long game?
No, I'm just saying he'd win in the short game.
He would have the upper hand.
Yes, he's more active.
Okay.
But is he going to be able to hold out the whole match? No, I don't think so.
No?
I'm going to say Annabelle. She's got more on her side here than just throwing objects. She's got whole demons.
What up? I got demons.
She's got whole demons. See,
not
Robert,
half demons.
But... Robert's case is just alarmed. He's not blessed or anything. No, we blessing Annabelle. We locking her case. We have a devil tarot card up on the case to make sure everybody's protected. But Robert, he just has an alarmed case.
Yes, but this is also a Warren Occult Museum for his random museum in Key West, Florida.
No, I'm still saying Annabelle.
I gotta disagree with you.
Your opinion is wrong.
First of all, you cannot have an opinion wrong unless it is your opinion.
Tears.
No opinion is wrong unless it's your opinion.
The only wrong opinion in this world is Robert if people think Robert the Doll would be Annabelle.
Robert be throwing darts. He be throwing Mach 12 speed. He'd be launching those things 110 miles
per hour. And Annabelle would just be moving them out of the way with her powers.
This ain't Squidward from Avengers Infinity War. Where he's just over here like
First of
this.
All, it's Wanda. We're not talking about Squidward. He's irrelevant. No. Annabelle would win.
No. Robert the Doll.
Okay. They both move around by themselves.
Yes.
That's true.
Yes.
I feel like Annabelle...
Robert launches things Mach 12 speed. Robert moves Mach 12 speed. They see white flashes. They don't even see Robert.
They don't even see Annabelle move. She just moves.
No, because
Annabelle... I got you to be quiet there for a second.
No, because Annabelle, as you see, Annabelle only moves when people aren't looking. Robert moves while people are looking. Robert be... He be zing right up the stairs. He be...
That's because he's not smart enough to... Then they know it's him moving. They don't know what's moving Annabelle. That's what makes her 10 times better. And Annabelle writes creepy notes with her crayon. All right? So she can still move things. So you saying Robert's the only one that moves things is incorrect.
Robert.
Just because Robert is fast. Again, short game compared to long game.
No.
He's wasting all his energy by running up and downstairs.
Robert, I'm telling you right now, Robert's darts could be Annabelle. My man would have this little golf ball right here going 300 miles an hour.
And it would hit off of her because she's a plushie.
Right to the dome.
Annabelle is a plushie. It would just bounce off of her.
No, because if it goes 300 miles...
Mance doesn't even have a fist to hold the ball with!
He doesn't need one!
Exactly, he can move things with his mind, so can Annabelle.
Yeah, but he moves...
Does he have demons on his side? No, he does not.
He has voodoo magic.
Voodoo magic, demons. I'm gonna take the demons.
Okay, maybe I'd take the demons too, but that doesn't mean Robert wouldn't win. I'm telling you...
No, Annabelle would win!
I'm telling you right now. Robert's darts.
Oh, God, back to the darts again. That's all he has.
I guarantee you those things are going Mach 12 speed. Those
and
things
it would
are,
hit off of her plushy head.
Those things are keeping up with the jets from Top Gun, bro. Those things are moving. No, because you have this, something going like this, 300 miles an hour. That thing going straight through the forehead.
Wrong.
Right through the that triangle of a nose. Sorry, Annabelle. Love you.
No, incorrect. You are so wrong.
No.
Annabelle physically attacks people by herself. She doesn't need to throw toy cars at people. Robert does not attack people himself. He lets the car do the work. She attacks people with her demon friends.
I know.
So this is what she would be doing. She would be, it's like a velociraptor attack. Okay, she would be looking at Robert, but little does Robert know demon. So I'm like, man, it's just circled.
No, Robert's taking dubs.
No, you can't defend it.
No, you
you're wrong.
Everyone can have an opinion. Unless
it's the fact that Robert the Doll would win against Annabelle.
You can have an opinion.
You're wrong.
No,
you're
wrong.
You are wrong.
You are wrong.
No.
I'm going to hit up my boy Robert right now.
Okay, everybody.
I'm going to have him.
Hit us up on Instagram. Follow us on Instagram. Or, go to the website. And let us know, do you think Annabelle or Robert the Doll would win in a fight?
I'm going to get a speed gun, okay? I'm going to give my boy Robert his toy car. I'm going to stand back.
No, because it doesn't say how fast he threw it. It just says it seemed like he was throwing things.
Because I guarantee you, them boys be moving.
No, it is not proven how fast or the velocity of said objects.
This is not physics class.
Nobody ever gave any sort of estimate like, oh man, that thing went flying.
No.
Whereas Annabelle, they were like, yeah, she was crawling up my leg and I got scratches all over the place. And then she's rolling crayons around the floor. And then she's just like sitting up in the chair and she's just putting her hands on the table. And then there's demons that I'm seeing in my mirror. No. And Robert's like, oh, here's a toy car. That's all he does.
No, Robert.
And climbs up the stairs. But like, she's moving up people's legs. So it's kind of the same thing.
No, she wouldn't be able to, the demons would not be able to keep up with Robert's movement of a, Robert be moving Mach 14 speed. He moving faster
Bro,
than the Jets
demons,
at Top Gun.
Demons are the top of the paranormal chain, okay?
They're the top. There's the top, and then there's a whole other secret chain with Robert the Doll.
Wrong. Incorrect. He is below Annabelle, first of all. And so it's Robert the Doll, Annabelle's demons, okay? They just come down. They could take down Annabelle herself and Robert.
You know those like people that be like, yo, I got demons. Annabelle be living with demons.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you. She'd be like having a conversation with Robert and she's like, I'm gonna kill you. And her aunt's be like, what? And she goes, yeah. And he's like, how are you gonna do that? Well, let's hand to hand combat. But little does Robert know, she's got her demon
friends.
That's
cheating. That's no. cheating. See, right
no,
there, that's
no, because the demons come with her. The demons come with her. I'm sorry, Robert doesn't come with demons.
No,
I'm sorry.
No,
no. You some said, people have their own.
You just said hand-to-hand combat. So that doesn't mean she gonna give Robert a big old slap on the forehead.
Bro,
and no, then the demon gonna come with another big old slap on the forehead.
No, because the demons are a part of her. Oh. I'm sorry, Robert doesn't have inner demons and he's just perfect and living his best life. Some people have inner turmoil, okay? Some people have inner demons like Annabelle that she's gonna use to her advantage.
Robert has inner turmoil. Yes. Robert has inner turmoil. He was sent to the attic, bro.
I'm sorry. That's because he's a baby. And what was he doing? Oh, he requested a new room, okay? That's why he would lose. Because Annabelle would be like, okay, I'm just going to terrorize you now.
Okay.
Here's no, Robert complains because he doesn't have a view so he can stalk the people outside.
Okay, I get you that you're angry.
Okay? Shut up.
I get that you're angry. I would really like to resolve this problem. It bugs me when you do that. I wish you would stop.
You know, it bugs me when you think Robert the Doll would win against Annabelle. I wish you would just know he's not as cool.
I'm sorry, Robert.
I respect you.
My man's just in a whole sailor uniform, bro. He don't even got a...
Are you disrespecting Annabelle's dress?
No, I'm not.
You just did.
She's dripping
out. You just did.
Annabelle, you're dripping out, dude. You got so much...
First of all, at least her dress is not a crusty, yellow, pale color like my man's is. My man's is looking sick. In a bad way.
My man's is looking dope. My man's would rock.
He has no nose.
Dude, that is it. She's got a triangle. Sorry, Annabelle, I love you. But she got a triangle, bro. You can't, dude, you can't all... defend the nose game, but she got a triangle.
Wait, okay, she's got the superior hair.
She does have some luscious locks. I will.
Okay, but we're getting past the fact that you're wrong.
No, I'm telling everyone, you're allowed to have an opinion except you. You cannot have an opinion because your opinion is wrong.
Anybody that thinks Robert the Doll would win against Annabelle is incorrect.
Annabelle, you're dog water, kid. You're washed.
I just want to know how you think Robert would beat Annabelle.
Because Robert's dope.
That doesn't mean he's going to beat her.
No, Robert, okay, first of all, Robert has superior style.
Incorrect.
Robert throws, I guarantee you, Robert throws Mach 12 speed.
But we don't know.
I guarantee it. And then Robert...
We don't know.
Robert be moving Mach 14
speed. We don't know.
Speed.
All we have is Gene's word that things would go across the room. We don't know. Nobody really ever saw him throw things. People saw her climbing up people's legs.
You know how fast my man's be moving? He'd be...
That's the one time. The one time they saw him physically move.
No, they would not be keeping...
The one time they saw him physically move. I'm very passionate about this now.
The superior style wins it all. My man would rock some green
now,
jeans.
Did Robert taunt his owners? No, I don't think so. Did Annabelle?
How did Robert not taunt his owners, bro? He was throwing things. He was messing
That's
with
not
room.
Taunting people. That is not taunting people.
He literally told Gene, yo, your room is ugly. We fixing it right now. Here, let me throw some things.
That's not taunting. She would literally write notes. She would, like, write notes to her people.
Would you rather have a note written and slid under your door? Or laughing from, I don't know, the closet?
I'd much rather have the note written.
Exactly.
Because that thing is lame.
Boy.
Noises coming from my closet? Dumb.
Happens all the time. I don't know what you're talking about.
Dumb. That's so stupid. I'm sorry. I'm sorry he was a big crybaby that didn't have a room with a view. So he had to go complain to his friend. Like
well,
it was some five-star hotel.
It is.
Wrong. We're on. It's been going on for 13 minutes.
Okay, I'm sorry. I get that you're angry, Mac.
Don't even come at me. You know I'm right. You know I'm right because all you can keep throwing out there is that he throws objects.
Mach 12
that's all
speed.
That's the only defense you have.
Mach 12 speed.
That's the only defense you have.
Because you get in a car throwing at you Mach 12 speed, that thing going right through you.
That's the only defense you have. Only defense you have. And you know it, right?
Fine. You convinced me. Annabelle would win in a fight.
Thank you. Okay, we are moving on from the segment. Can't change your mind.
Okay.
All right, now the next.
Good fight.
Ew, your hands are very sweaty. Ew, no, okay, I'll shake it later. I'll shake your hand later. No, that's okay. Disgusting. Okay. All right. Now, who's better, Robert or Annabelle?
Oh, okay, now this is.
Let's see if we agree on this. I've got my answer right. Wrong! Why do you think Robert is better?
No, okay, actually, you explain, let me put some thought into this.
No. That was quite a quick answer to not have any thought.
No, you explain. Let me just gather myself for a minute, okay?
This is why Annabelle is better. First of all, she's way cooler because she's got her demon friends with her, okay? Imagine your friend, and she's like, oh yeah, here's my other friends that are also going to be your friends when I terrorize you. Kind of cool. She writes notes in red crayon. How nice of her. Honestly. She just wants to play some hide and seek. Alright? She's at home. She's a home girl. She's my girl. We love Annabelle. She's a nice lady. She just wants to play some hide and seek and do her thing. She also likes to cuddle at night, so she curls up your leg. Okay? I'm sorry her demon friends may leave some scratches on you. That's just because they're angry. Alright?
They're protective.
They're very protective. No, she's just way cooler. She sits in a giant wooden glass box that has to be blessed, like, every week. And she sits and stares at you with her beady button eyes.
Her button eyes.
And
her corncob pipe and a button nose.
Oh, gosh. No, I just think she's way cooler.
Okay, I think Robert's cooler still. Because we just gave Homeboy a whole life story. I guarantee you my man's went to school.
Okay, we can give Annabelle a whole life story, too. She has a whole life story. She's possessed by a little girl named Annabelle. Who has another life story. Who's Robert possessed by? Not a real person. Exactly.
No.
Exactly. Mom, exactly. His story is fake.
Exactly.
His story is fake.
No, my man would be... He's living 5-star hotel life.
No, he's complaining. We don't like people that complain.
No, I agree. We don't like people that
complain. Was Annabelle complaining? No, she just wanted to play a game.
I'm pretty sure she was complaining.
No, she just said, come on, play with me, or I will hurt you. That's not complaining, that's just threatening.
There's a difference. Robert's just a little bit cooler.
But you're not telling me how.
He's got a sailor uniform. He'd be moving Mach 14.
Oh, God, the speed again. Like, that has anything to do with anything.
Did you ever go to elementary school? I guarantee.
I did, yep.
Mm-hmm. I guarantee you in elementary school, with his Mach 14 speed, he got all the ladies, bro.
No, because he has no nose. He's crusty looking with his pale yellow skin.
Okay,
And his crusty uniform that I know he did not wash.
Not a guarantee. Well, I didn't not wash that dress.
Oh, Annabelle definitely did.
She washed those luscious locks.
Exactly, so she washed her dress. Because she just wore it in the shower when she was washing her locks.
Okay. No, the speed.
And she's blessed with holy water every single week.
You know, my man's just so popular, he gets letters.
Annabelle. Wrong. Stop it. Don't even. Annabelle is like the most well-known doll in the entire world.
Okay, I'll give you that.
What do you think of when you think of creepy dolls? Annabelle.
Robert.
Incorrect. You know if I would ask you that question tomorrow, you'd be like, Annabelle.
Fine, ask me tomorrow.
I'm going to ask you at some random time. I want to see. What you say.
Do it. You won't. You won't.
I will.
Do you won't.
I will.
You won't. You're scared.
No, I'm not.
You're scared. You're dog water. You're washed. Get boxed like a fish. You're so bad. You're bad at the game. Just retire.
I'm just going to send Annabelle after you. Exactly.
Please don't. Please
exactly.
Don't. I'm just going to send Robert after you.
And?
And? You want to be...
All he does is terrorize people. What does Annabelle do? That's right. Possess people.
Getting a little loud here. It is
9:45 at night. People.
It is 9:45.
All she does is possess people.
She possesses people. It is 9:45 at night. You need to tone it down. You're at about a 12. I need you about a 2.
Okay. Thank you. She possesses people.
Okay. That's
good. What does Robert do?
Throws things at people.
But he doesn't possess people. Mach 12. That's 10. That's that is so lame. I can throw things across the room. Ready? Mach 12. Are you ready?
Do not throw some. You throw that at me.
There, look, I'm Robert the Doll now. Exactly.
You say exactly one more time, I swear I'm going to whip you with this necklace.
Boy, give me that. No, you just know I'm right. Because maybe you cannot you cannot come up with any sort of good defense on why Robert is cooler.
My man's just living in Florida, dude.
And?
Annabelle's in a little town in Colorado.
You didn't know where she lives. It's Connecticut, first of all. And I'm sorry Everybody knows the Warrens live in Connecticut. We literally talk about them. They know the Warrens live in Connecticut.
Okay.
Right, guys? You know that, right? Back me up on this, please. No, you know I'm right. Please don't do that. That's disgusting. Those were on your neck in a germ-infested area.
These were never on my neck.
Those were in a germ-infested area, touching many hands.
He broke it. He broke it while he handed it to me.
And whose hands were on that?
His.
Exactly. Were they gloved?
Okay, OJ.
No. His grubby, nasty hands were on that. You don't know where his hands were bent. And you just...
Ah! Bug! Sorry.
Where?
It was a little gnat. It was just a little gnat.
Oh my gosh. Don't make me cry. Okay. Let's just resolve this issue. We both agree that Annabelle is superior. Do you agree? Louder. I'm sorry, I can't hear you. What was that? I'm blind. What? What did you do? Did you say something? I'm blind.
I'm pretty sure I didn't say anything.
Well, I'm going to ask you again.
Okay.
I think we both agree that Annabelle's superior. Yeah. He said yes, everybody.
Yes, he did.
Exactly. Because we know I'm right. Okay, that was a good argument. That was 20 minutes of... I really hope that was entertaining, because honestly, that was entertaining for me.
Yeah, because you know just,
they
like,
just skip past that whole 20 minutes.
You're just, like, yelling at people.
No, I just like proving that I'm right. And that your opinion was wrong.
You're allowed to have an opinion unless your opinion is wrong.
You're allowed to have an opinion unless your opinion is that Robert the Bell is superior or would win in a fight. Then you're wrong. And you can't have an opinion. Okay?
Let's
we're going to move on.
Wrap this up.
We're going to move on. Closing thoughts. How do you feel about Robert?
We just trashed on Robert, and now we're just like, how do you feel about him?
I don't trash on Robert. I'm just proving the fact that Annabelle's superior.
Robert, I think he's a little controlling at some points.
Yeah, me too, Robert, but like, but he can...
He's a little controlling.
Like, why did he need a room with a view? I think him just having a room
was good enough. You need to be respectful that you... Maybe he had a bed. Maybe.
At one point, he was just sitting in a window.
Right. You got a room, bro.
Yeah. Be thankful, Robert. No, but in all seriousness, I think Robert is real.
I think he's real, yes.
I think it's interesting that Gene...
I think their relationship is very interesting.
Yeah, and that Gene held on to him through adulthood, through his whole life, literally.
Yeah, and what happened, he held on to Gene, Gene held on to Robert forever, ditched Robert, and then held on to him forever. Like, what happened there?
Yeah, and just their connection is so strange, and... After everything that Robert supposedly did, I wasn't there, but I do believe that everything he did was true. I wouldn't have kept the doll. Look at the people that had Annabelle. They didn't keep the doll.
Oh, they got rid of that thing.
Yeah. And I think that every single owner that has had Robert, having some sort of experience, whether it's similar or not,
they all,
solidifies the facts.
The countless eyewitnesses of even neighbors walking by or
and they're like,
people coming over.
Looked over and he was there.
And then I looked over and then he wasn't there. And then I looked over again
and he was there. And you're like, am I crazy?
Yeah. And he's very different.
He's very different.
And big. He's bulking.
He is.
Bulking.
I mean, I think we should look up how large Annabelle is at some other point.
She probably big
We gotta
too.
Talk about her.
She huge.
Give her own episode.
We do. She huge.
She is giant. But with that being said, everybody, we hope you enjoy the first paranormal episode of Spooky Season. I mean, we're very excited for our Halloween show. It'll be on the 30th, obviously. But that one will be our other paranormal episode of the month. Our paranormal episode.
Wink.
That one is going to be super fun.
Yeah.
I think next week we have a huge movie one coming at you. We're so excited for it.
Yes.
We're very excited. And then we have a TV one coming up after that. One. I think one of us were both passionate about, but you more than me. Next weekend's episode?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, 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 yeah.
I was just spelling it out for him, guys. Because I don't want to spoil it. But then the TV show. You know what we're doing for the TV show?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
okay. Yeah. I feel as though I'm way more passionate about it.
Oh, yeah.
But that's okay.
Oh, yeah.
I'll let you kind of carry next weekend's episode in.
Okay.
I'll just absolutely destroy it the weekend after.
Sounds good.
And I swear... By the moon.
Can we not? Please.
Okay, everybody. With that being said, we hope you enjoyed Robert the Doll. He is very scary. Pay him all the respect if you go visit him. And with that, say it with me, Ashton. Happy hauntings. During spooky season.
Yeah. Robert the Doll is not only a terrifying 11-year-old doll.